I can see a national advertising campaign right now. Got Wayne Pond? Got Wayne Pond? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I have lots of words. All my words are the best words.
Oh, jeez.
What's up with you, Dr. Pond?
Take two and pills, and I'll call you on Monday morning. You call me on Monday morning.
Put the lime in the coconut, and then call me
in
the morning.
It, brother. Brother. Hey, well, happy Friday, Nikki. Ron, here we go, the word of the day. Here is a word that speaks to both biology and behavior. It's all about that which recurs in our conduct, our style, our manner, our outlook, our approach to life. The word of the day is atavism. Atavism, A-T-A-V-I-S-M. Once again, A-T-A-V-I-S-M. Atavism is all about recurrence in an organism or in an organism's behavior of a sort of past behavior or past patterns. You know, you got a tick, something that just keeps coming up in your life, and you can't get rid of it. You think, well, you know, I thought I put that behind me. Well, no, that's a form of atavism. Would you care to name any of your atavistic behaviors, Ron or Nikki?
I was going to say it reminds me of a few people I know. Just keep coming back. I don't care.
It reminds me of the saying that if you continue to do the same thing but expect a different result, then you're like crazy, you know. That's not going to work.
Wasn't that Einstein's definition of what? Either insanity or something like that. Just doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Right? Yeah, that's just a better, more articulate way of saying that.
Yeah. Well, I thought you'd enjoy that. You know, Fridays, you guys get all worked up about the weekend. So I guess that's a form of atavistic behavior.
Yes.
If it's not, who cares?
It's Friday. Who cares?
Well, yeah, that's right. We practice atavism every morning on the Wayne Pond Word of the Day.
Oh, God help us all. All right. Well, listen, have an atavistic Friday and Saturday and Sunday. I'll be talking to you on Monday morning. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.